First Peter, the fourth chapter. Yeah, if you don't want to turn, you can look on your bulletin or follow along on the slides. Okay, let's get started here. First Peter, chapter 4, and verse 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just love you and we praise you. Reach out to them right now. Just give them some praise. Father God, we just love you. We love you. Let them know that you love them right now. I know your week's been hard. I know you've been going through some crazy times, but just tell the Lord you love him. You know he's a faithful God. He is worthy of our praise. Father God, we just love you. We love you. Thank you for what you're doing in this church, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in our hearts and in our homes, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we are a bunch of people that love you. We love you. We are devoted to you, and we are devoted to one another, and we are devoted to your cause, Lord. We love you, and we praise you. Your will be done with this service, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Let us leave here refreshed and excited and ready to go about your business and grow deeper in a relationship with you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Yes, yes, yes. Give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to continue our study in 1 Peter. I hope you've been blessed. I don't know about you guys. I can't speak for you, but I've been really, really super convicted about what's been going on. So I would encourage you guys to stay in 1 Peter. Stay in the Word of God. Read it, but don't just read it. Meditate on it. Don't just meditate on it, but do what it says. Amen. Let's be blessed. Amen. 1 Peter 4 and verse 8. Above all, keep on loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful? Okay, guys, the world can come against you. You understand that? That to be a Christian nowadays, it ain't the most popular thing in the world to be. Does that make sense this morning? And you might not have a lot of friends out there. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But what we need to understand, the place we need to come to, is this place right here where I can count on my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? That I will be there for my brothers and sisters in Christ. My brothers and sisters need me. Amen? And I need my brothers and sisters in Christ. Does that make sense this morning? And if somebody has done you wrong, listen up, because we've all been hurt. Amen? And we've been hurt by Christians, right? Some of us. Absolutely. If you've been hurt by somebody, you know, why don't we give it to Jesus? Why don't we forgive? Because we have been forgiven of so much. Amen? Our sins have been washed away. Our sins have been paid for by the precious blood of the Most High God. Amen? Jesus Christ laid down his life so we could live forever with him. Amen? So my sins are forgiven. Can I get a witness? Amen? And Christians forgive. Amen? That's just what we do. Amen? Christians forgive. Christians certainly forgive other Christians. Amen? So if somebody's done you wrong, man, let's just give it to Jesus. Amen? Don't hold it against them. Give it to Jesus. Whether it's your neighbor, whether it's an unsaved guy, whether it's the guy at Taco Bell, the lady at the Tom Thumb, or somebody sitting next to you right now. Amen? Give it to Jesus. Don't hold on to it any longer. Amen? Christians forgive. Christians love one another. Can I get a witness? Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they've done to you, because guess what? No one's perfect. Amen? And I'm not saying that you haven't been hurt, and I'm not saying that these pains ain't real. Amen? But Jesus says, let's give it away. I paid for this person's forgiveness. I paid for your forgiveness. Now let's forgive one another and move forward, and let's be about the Lord's business. Amen? Above all, see, above all, what's that mean? That means pretty important, right? Okay. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. If somebody's done you wrong, just give it to Jesus. Let it go. Amen. You've been forgiven. Christians forgive others. Amen. God has been good to you. Amen. God has been good to you. God has blessed you. And God says, hey, why don't you be good to others, even when they don't deserve it. Amen. So give them some praise, guys. Let's get fired up. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so looky here, Proverbs 10 and verse 12, right there on your monitor. Hatred stirs up strife. Can I get a witness? Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Amen. We are loved by God. And that person that has hurt you, you might not be able to say right now that I love them, but you better be working towards that direction. Amen. You better be working towards that direction. And you may not be able to say, I love that person right now. Amen. But guess what? Jesus loves that person. Amen. That person is valuable to Jesus. Amen. So let's give it to Jesus so we can be about his business. Amen. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. John 13 and 35. This right here is good, guys. Okay. This is the fruit that people should be able to see in our lives. Amen. This is something visible, tangible, that people should be able to see about us. Not just that we're the wacky church over on the other side of the tracks in East Milton. You know what I mean? But man, these folks, man, they are devoted to one another. They love their brothers and sisters in Christ. It don't matter if they're Presbyterian, Methodist, whatever's going on, man. You know what I mean? This is my brother and my sister in Christ. I love them. I am devoted to them. Amen. We have the same Father. We might not agree on everything, but we believe on the basics, and we can build on the fact that we all love Jesus. Amen. Okay, so John 13 and verse 35. By this, all people, Christians and non-Christians, the world should be able to look at us and say, man, those guys love one another. Those guys are there for one another. They can count on one another. Amen. They got something going on. Amen. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. That should be the fruit that is visible to the world right there, that I love Jesus and I'm devoted and I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Life is hard, man, and bad things happen to good people and all sorts of rubbish happen. We have to deal with our own painful consequences of our selfish decisions, right? We got all kinds of stuff going on, man. And like I said, man, the world ain't always going to think you're super cool or super awesome because you love Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And it can get a lot worse than it is right now. So we need to become a close, tight-knit unit. You know what I mean? That we are there for one another no matter what's going on. I am there for my brother and sister. If I can do something, listen, if I can do something for that person, for that family, I am going to do something for that person or that family. Does that make sense? If I can. If I can. Amen? Not if I want to, but if I can. Amen? I'm not talking about taking food off of your children's plate so someone else can go get something. But I'm talking about if I can be there for somebody any way, shape, or form, I'm going to try and meet that need. Can I get a witness? Amen? Give them some praise. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Okay, don't you think that Satan loves, don't you know that Satan loves to drive wedges between brothers and sisters in Christ? Don't you think he loves to have this church talking bad about that church? Or I can't believe sister so-and-so showed up wearing that. Or did you know what brother so-and-so was doing last weekend? You know what I mean, man? Love covers a multitude of sins. You know what I mean? You ain't perfect. Raise your hands if you're perfect. Nobody but Sister Claudia better raise her hands. Nope. Ain't nobody perfect. We just accepted a perfect gift. You know what I mean? And just because somebody is battling or being tempted by a sin that you don't have a problem with, that's not a temptation to you, you know what, man? That don't make you better than them. You know what I mean? That don't make you better than them at all, man. Without God's grace, that is you. Without God's grace, you would have woke up in a ditch this morning. Without God's grace, you wouldn't have woke up this morning. You know what I mean? But God has you here for a reason, man. And we need to be here for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to be here for a lost and dying world. All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil, right? Okay. All right. 1 Peter 4 and verse 9. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. That's easier said than done, ain't it? I can show you some hospitalities, but I don't know if I can do it without grumbling. I mean, I'm not going to let you know that I'm grumbling. I'll go to the bathroom and grumble real fast. I'm like, oh my God. You know what I mean? That's not the deal. That's not what the Lord's asking. He says, show hospitality. Now, first century Christians, man, they had a little rough. Can I get a witness? They had a little rough, man. I'm talking about orphans. I'm talking about orphans with no place to go. I'm talking about people whose houses were burnt down because they just loved Jesus. That was their thing, man. I love Jesus. I don't fit in right now. So when I was worshiping, and Paul the Apostle was preaching all night long, and when I got back to my house, it was done burnt down. You know what I mean? It was tough back then. Amen? So this is really important back then, but you know what? It needs to get important to us right now. Amen? We need to let this sink in right now. That the Lord God says, if you love one another, amen, you need to come together, amen, because all kinds of things can come against you. And this needs to be a place of people that are committed and love one another, amen. I love my brother and sister in Christ, and I'm going to do what I can to help them out, whatever's going on, amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. Okay, so here we go. The Lord God just told us, hey, show hospitality without grumbling. He threw that in there, so that's important too, right? Okay, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Okay, so this is really, really cool, man. If we love one another, if we can open our hearts, you see what's going on here? If we love one another, we can open up our hearts to one another, then shouldn't we be able to open up our wallets to one another? Shouldn't we be able to open up our homes to one another, right? If we see a need, if God's allowed you to see a need, we should do what we can. And I mean what we can, not what you want to do. But sometimes you can't do anything but pray. But maybe we need to seriously pray and not just look the other way. Amen? I'm talking about our brothers and sisters, man. Our family, man. We need to be able to rely on one another. Amen? Because, hey, I might not get along with you. You might belong to a different voting outfit than I am or whatever. Or, you know, whatever's going on, man. But you know what? Here's the deal. You love Jesus. I love Jesus. Let's start there. Amen? Give them some praise. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Hospitality, to be a friend to someone in need. That's what love looks like, man. That's what love looks like. That's the tangible thing right there. I'm going to be there for you, amen? I'm going to do what I can for you. Can I get a witness? Romans 12 and verse 13, right there on your monitors. Here we go. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Okay, if I can do something, I'm going to do what I can do. Amen? Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. That's powerful right there. Seek to show hospitality. Look for a place. Look for somewhere that you can dig in help, that you can be a blessing to someone. Amen? And I see that going on all throughout this church, man, and different people in this congregation. I see them looking for places. I see them looking for ways to get in and get involved and get dirty and do what they can do. Amen? We have some amazing people in this church, man, that go the extra mile, man, that open up their homes for other people, man, that will do anything. It blows my mind, man. I actually get excited about some of this stuff, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow, holy smokes, I cannot believe this person went and did that. You know what I mean? God is good, amen? And we all need to get on that program. We can all do better. Can I get a witness? Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Romans 12 and verse 13. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Okay. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Amen? Everybody can do something. Well, I ain't got no money right now. Well, you know what? You can pray. You can pray. You can do what you can do. Prayer. Hold on 1 second. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I'm okay. I'm all right, if you're wondering. I know. I know Sister Courtney knows the Heimlich maneuvers. She knows the CPRs. Well, I could feel the concern on everybody's faces out there. Well, anyways. So we're talking about Jesus. Romans 12 and verse 13, contribute to the needs of the saints. Do what you can do and seek to show hospitality. Look for that place. Look for that need, man. You know what I mean? That's tough. That is tough, man. You know what I mean? Instead of looking the other way, when you see that homeless guy on the corner, instead of judging the guy, if you can do something, why don't you do something? You know what I'm saying? What did you? Never mind. I ain't getting involved in that. Okay. I'm talking about, man, being there for your brothers and sisters. Being there for a lost and dying world. Like, man, can you imagine being a Christian in Nazi Germany? Being a Christian in wartime Europe? You know what I mean? You could look the other way. You could listen to the popular preaching at the day in Germany and say, well, you know what? Jews are evil. Jews are bad. You know what I mean? Or you could yield to the Holy Spirit. You could step out on a limb and you could hide some Jews in your house, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, think about it. That wasn't the popular road to go, and that could end up really bad for you. And people paid the ultimate price for doing that. You know what I mean? But God says that he'll bless those that bless Israel, and he'll curse those that curse, that'll curse them. Amen? It's easy to look the other way, guys. You know what I mean? Can I get a witness? What about the Underground Railroad, man? What about that stuff, man? What about that hospitality? Going out on a limb for somebody else. Well, they're a different color than me. Man, what are you talking about, man? We all belong to the Most High God, man. We're all equal, man, under Jesus Christ. Give them some praise, man. Goodness gracious. Okay, 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. As each has received a gift, you know that? We all got certain gifts, talents, and abilities. You know what I mean? There's some things that we're good at, better than others, right? I'm kind of good at doing this. You're kind of good at doing that. Not everybody has this massive, amazing oratorial skill that I possess. And that's all right. You have other gifts. I'm sure. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm very humble. I'm just playing. I shouldn't have said any of that. As each has received a gift, we're all blessed. We all have different abilities. Amen? As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. Wow. Hold the phone. That makes sense. So what I can do good shouldn't just be for my own enjoyment. Shouldn't just be fulfilling my own pocketbook. You know what I mean? But God says, I've blessed you with these abilities. I've given you this spiritual gift. Now use it for one another. Use it to bless one another. Amen? You know, Jesus washed the disciples' feet, didn't he? Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Judas's feet, too. Think about that, man. He knew what Judas was about to do, and he washed his feet. What'd he tell Peter, man? What'd he tell Peter after his death, burial, and resurrection? Peter, do you love me? Pete, do you love me? Simon, Peter, do you love me? Well, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep, guys. It's not just about us. Amen? It's not really about us. It's about giving God glory. It's about being that obedient servant. It's about stepping out of our comfort zone. You know what I mean? Thank you, Jesus. Woo, I'm about to drop this mic. I mean, I'll wait till I'm done because my back's hurt and I might not be able to get it. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Okay, so God has entrusted you with these gifts, man. God has entrusted you with the financial blessings and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And he says, hey, be good stewards of this. Just don't hoard it, man. Don't hide it. What? Divide it. Be there for one another, man. That's all I'm trying to say. I'll back it up. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. We got one God in three different forms. We got one God who gives us all these precious gifts. Amen? We got the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen? And they give us all these gifts, talents, and abilities. But it's not just for you to look cool or you to feel good about yourself. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service. Okay, you might not be really good with kids, but somebody's good with kids. You know what I mean? You might be good at doing something else. Well, do what you can do. But also, if you see a need, you may need to step into that need. You're not too big or too awesome or too amazing to not help out at a small level. Amen? Can I get a witness? Amen? But the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Did you hear that? God uses you. God uses you to do his business. God uses you to be a blessing. God uses you to further his kingdom. Amen? God has entrusted you and given you these gifts, given you this stuff. And he says, now don't just hide it. Don't just hoard it. Don't think you're all so special, man. You know what I mean? Go out there and be a blessing. Amen. You see a need, do what you can do about it. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is risen. Praise was awesome. Man. Let's go to the next slide. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. I hope you guys are getting something out of this. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Wow. If your thing is speaking, man, if your thing is preaching, teaching, if that's your ministry, hold the phone. Hold on a second. All God's people said, hold the phone. Don't waste my time with a verse that just concerns the two or three teacher preachers in here. No, that's not. We are all teachers. We are all teachers, man. We all have a ministry. Wherever you're at, man, we need to dig in. And we need to show the world, show your family, the love of Jesus. Amen? Whoever speaks as one who speaks the oracles of God. So don't use your platform, however big or small it is. Don't use it, man, to make yourself look good. Don't use it to promote or push your own ideals or your own agenda. You know what I mean? But you know what? Speak that Bible. Deliver the truth of the Word of God, you know what I mean? With love, always with love, right? Let us not leave that love part out, man, or that's going to turn into something messy really fast. Amen? But we have to deliver the Word of God. Amen? It's not about you, it's about Him. He's the one that died for you. Amen? It's about Him, and we give the Word of God with love always. Amen? Give Him some praise while I enjoy some of this Piggly Wiggly water. That's my buddies right there. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. Okay, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty powerful. Amen. Whatever you're doing, don't think this is too big. You see a need. God has showed you a need. Get in, do, and do what you can do about it. Amen. But don't think it's too big, because it might very well be too big. You know what I mean? But not if I put my trust in the Most High God. Because He has allowed me to see this need, whatever it is. These people came knocking upon my door for whatever's going on. So what can I do about it? Maybe it's completely out of my hands. Maybe it is way too huge for me to handle on my own. Well, good. That's great, because you're a Christian, right? I belong to the Most High God. Amen? My God does the impossible. Y'all with me? So I'm going to put my trust in Him. I'm going to lean on Him. Oh, you Christians are all the same. It's just a crutch. Yeah, man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you know what I mean? I don't know how you're making it, but I'm making it because I'm trusting on the Most High God. You know, and it's going to get really, really good someday. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So here's the deal, man. You know what I mean? There's a need, and you don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Well, thank goodness I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank goodness my brothers and sisters in Christ are committed to me, and we're going to work this out. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to follow His word. Amen. He's going to give me strength. He's going to make a way. He's going to give me wisdom. Amen. Are y'all with me? Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies. Amen. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. This is good. This is good right here, guys. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Man, isn't that good? I don't know how I'm going to pay my own bills this month. I don't know what I can do for you, my brother. You know what I mean? Well, you know what? I'm going to give this to the Lord. I'm going to give it to the Lord. I'm going to trust in Him because He can make a way where there is no way. Amen? That's His specialty, man. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer. We do what we can do. Amen? If you don't have a job, we need to be looking for a job. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? If the money's not coming in this month, guess what? It's time to get serious and pray and give it to the Lord. Amen? Because He will and can make a way where there is no way. I've been there, man. I've honestly been there where I didn't know how I was going to make it, didn't know what was going to happen. But you know what? When you give it to God, something amazing happens, man. He's faithful. He won't let you down. It might get down to the wire. It might get down to the I think in Latin it's the nittest and the grittest. It might get pretty close, man. You know what I mean? And your timetable can be completely different than what the Lord's timetable is. But he'll allow you to go through some crazy, crazy times so you can grow in some intimacy with him. Because that's when you realize, man, when it's out of your hands, when it's bigger than you, amen, that's when you're going to cling to the Most High God. Amen. And he will be faithful. So just keep trusting in him. It ain't too big. Amen. It ain't too big. It's too big for me, but it's not too big for the Most High God. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. No room for anxiety. No room for fear. No room for doubt. When those things come in, rebuke it and give it to Jesus. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, everything. No room for doubt, man. Rebuke that nonsense. Give it to Jesus. I'm moving forward. I'm trusting him. I'm staying in my word. I'm standing on that word. I'm going to be obedient to that word. Amen? And when I get down in the dump and discouraged, I'm going to call Sister Dana at 3 in the morning and say, Sister Dana. No, I would never do that to you, Sister Dana. You can call me anytime y'all want to, but Rachel makes me turn my phone off from 10 to 10, I think. Is 10 to 10. I don't turn my phone off. I'm on medications. I sleep through them phone calls. Yeah. Yeah. But I will call you back within 24 hours or 2 business days. Now, I'm getting sidetracked, man. But listen, whether you can get a hold of the preacher or not, you know what I mean? You got that word. Stand on that word. Amen. We all belong to this Lord, and he is faithful. Amen. So, and the more we trust in him, the more he's going to prove himself to be a trustworthy and faithful God. Amen. So just remember this verse right here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. You know what I mean? Instead of doing it at your own power, when it's bigger than you, okay, the things I can't do, the things that look impossible, I'm giving this to God. Amen. And he will direct my path. Amen. He will lead me in the way to go. Can I get a witness? You know, if we see a need, we need to do what we can do about it. Amen. You're not too big. You're not too powerful. You're not too cool to stoop down and do some bottom basement type work for Jesus. You know what I mean? That don't matter. Amen? We belong to the Most High. Matter of fact, it's funny, my buddy Courtney's here from work. I love Sister Courtney. She's so special to me. And Brother Michael will remember this too. But when I first got a job at this outfit called Lutheran Services, that you go through these trainings, man. It's like a week of trainings and stuff. And they talk a little bit about your job description. This is what you're hired for, yada, yada. This is what you're going to do. Okay, so it's like, okay, your job is going to be the accountant and plus any need that may arise you have to do. It's kind of thrown in there like that. Or your job is to be the dietitian plus anything else that may arise you have to do. So you're not like, so supposedly, you know, you're not like, you can't pull like, well, that ain't in my job description. Like, yeah, it is in your job description. As Christians, man, our job description is to be obedient to the Most High God and to be there, man, for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for a lost and dying world. Amen? So that is in our job description. Amen? Show hospitality without grumbling. Without grumbling. Everybody underline grumbling. Not grumbling. Borrow Sister Claudia's pen. And don't give it back because she never gives me my pen back. No, that ain't right, is it? Okay, whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies. Amen. God will give us our strength. God will give us what we need. Do y'all really believe that? That God will give you strength, man. He really will, man. You got to trust in him with all your heart, and he will give you what you need. Not what you want. Well, I would help this brother out, but you know, eBay's got this 1979 Hot Wheels toy collection, the whole inventory. And if I don't jump on that, man, somebody else is going to get that. Man, that's really not that important. I mean, don't get me wrong. I see how that could be important. But we belong to the Most High God, and we have a mission to do. Amen? Everyone say, them Hot Wheels can wait. Preach it. Okay, 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies. And God will give you strength, man. You be about his business. He will be about yours. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well. Man, put God first. Okay? Don't grow weary in doing good, man. Commit yourself to the Most High God. You belong to him. You are his baby. He's going to take care of you. Isaiah 40 and verse 29, right there on your monitor. This is true, man. He gives power to the faint, or he gives strength to the tired. He gives strength to the weary. Amen? He gives power to the faint. Have you ever witnessed that? Have you ever felt that in your own life? God, I don't know how I'm going to go. I don't know how I'm going to go any further. I've been going all day long, and I don't see no end in sight. And I got to do this. Okay, well, you got to do it. I'm trusting in the Lord, and he won't let you down. Amen? All right. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. That is true. Amen? Okay. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. So it's not about my own agenda. It's about proclaiming the word of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies. You see a need, do what you can do about it, whatever it is. You ain't too big, you ain't too important. You know what I mean? And God will help you out. God will make a way. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Don't give up. Don't give up, man. Amen. Trust in God. Trust in God. Give it to God. You see a need, do what you can do about it. And you know what? God's going to be glorified through your actions. It's going to be an awesome, wonderful testimony, a wonderful, awesome witness. I didn't know how God was going to meet this need, but God showed up, and he showed up through my brothers and sisters in Christ, man. God is a good God, a faithful God. Amen. We all have numerous, countless reasons to praise the Lord. Amen. He is a good God, and he's never let us down. He is faithful when we ain't been faithful. You know what I mean? Give him some praise. Let's do what we can do. Jesus, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for blessing this congregation, Lord. Let us truly be hungry for your word. Let us be hungry to be obedient to your word, Lord. Give us that desire to do what you would have us do, Lord. If there's a need or an obstacle in our path, Lord, we will trust in you and we will do what you've called us to do, Lord. Give us that hunger and that willingness to be there for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for a lost and dying world so your kingdom can be advanced. Lord, we just give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.